No. Yes. Yes. Ooh. No. Oh, yes. Perfect. Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there. Well, welcome to New Life Community Church. We're so glad that you decided to join us this afternoon for Christmas Eve. It's going to be a wonderful time. We have some great things in store. Oh, well, we're about to get started. So in just a few minutes, the lights are going to come all the way down, and we're going to get started with our wonderful performance. So get cozy and get comfortable and enjoy.
our spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to New Life Community Church. We just sang two songs, but we want to sing some with you, so we're going to do two more. If you would please rise and join us. Thanks for being here.
The herald angels sing. mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Christ by the highest,
Christ by highest heaven adore, Christ the everlasting Lord. May in time behold him come, offspring of a virgin's womb, veiled in flesh the God had seen, held incarnate deity, pleased with man as men to dwell.
All right, that was killer. Are we still saying that these days, killer?
Anybody? Three of us? Excellent. Ooh, I feel like I'm walking like it's a wonderland here. Hey, we are so glad that you're here. Welcome to New Life Community Church. Good afternoon, everyone. Well, thank you so much. Merry Christmas. This is my gift as a speaker. I get a nice podium, so thank you so much. Hey, well, we're so glad that you decided to join us this afternoon. It's been a wonderful time. And didn't the dancers and the choir and the band, haven't they done just a wonderful job? So good. You know, they didn't want me to say this, but I actually auditioned for the dance team. I didn't make it. I got cut after the first rehearsal, but I don't know. You know, they didn't see some of that, you know. Anyways, I thought I was doing good, but we are, sorry, that's off script. We are super excited that you're here, and we have some great opportunities in the new year to get connected and to get to know us a little more. So if you are newer and you're kind of checking out our church and you would love more information about who we are, what we are about, on January the 13th, so that's the second Sunday in January, we are having an event called Hello New Life. And that's just a way for you to pop in after the service. We'll have a little food and we'll gather and meet with some of the pastors and staff and just introduce you to who we are, a little bit of our story and what we're about here. And we'd love to just get to know you and answer any questions. So if you're new or newer, that's a great opportunity to just kind of get to know us a little bit better. We'd love to hang out then January 13th. Also that Sunday, the 13th, we are starting our brand new Sunday morning series called This Is Us. Anybody here watch that show, This Is Us? Yes, it's a good show. Netflix it, Hulu it, Prime it, I don't know, whatever it's on. It's a great show. But we've designed a series kind of themed after this because we want to talk about who are we as a church? Who are we as New Life? Why do we exist? Why does the gospel matter in this present time? And we want to talk about some of the difficult or more relevant issues that we don't often talk about, but this will give us a nice platform to get to process some of those things together. So we're looking forward to starting that January 13th. And lastly, the 18th, January the 18th is a Friday night at 6. We are having our Winter Wonderland event. And so we are going to have chili cook-off, baked potatoes, grilled cheese, soup. Can you tell I'm getting hungry? I'm sorry. Coffee, hot chocolate. Oh, and by the way, we are bringing in 20 tons of pure, freshly blown snow for our wonderful playground and for sledding for all ages and all stages. Don't think you're too old or too young to get on that sled. We have all different heights. It's going to be a ton of fun. We'll also have some jumpers and some candy bingo and other fun things. So that's January the 18th. That's a Friday night at 6, just right out here on our grass area. We'd love to have you join us for all of that. So with that being said, this afternoon I wanted to do a responsive reading with you all. So I put this together for us. I'm going to read a sentence or two, and then we're all going to sort of respond together. And everything that you are saying in your response time is actually scripture, just straight out of the Bible. And so if you wouldn't mind just standing up with me, I feel like our reading is more powerful when we stand. And if you've done these before, you know, they can get a little bit awkward. So just get nice and bold and strong and just say it with me and be proud. So I'll go ahead and start us off. You can see my name at the top, Ryan, because that's my portion. And then it'll say everyone for everybody else. So let's go ahead and read. The story of the Bible is one of a faithful God to an unfaithful people. He promises to rescue his people and that one day a Messiah, a Savior, would be born to save the world. A child is born to us. A son is given to us. And he will be our ruler, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. An angel announced the birth of Jesus to shepherds in a field and said, I bring you great news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. The angel also announced to Joseph that the Messiah would have a special name with significant meaning. You are to give him the name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And many came looking for Jesus, the Messiah, to see him and celebrate him. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked,
Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him.
And just as the star in the sky led the Magi to Jesus, we too are to shine bright as the light of the world, shining for God's glory and loving those around us.
In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven.
Amen. All right, you may be seated. And would you bow your heads with me and just close your eyes as we pray together. Father God, we thank you so much for this wonderful celebration that we have to get to worship you and praise you and give you thanks for the birth of your son, Jesus, who completely transformed history and the world. Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your love, your joy, your hope, God, and that you would bless us in our time together here and with friends and family and neighbors and gatherings. Lord, help us to be your light to this world, God, to love and to bless others and all that we say. And all that we do. We thank you so much that you are so good, Lord. We pray also that you would receive of our offerings to you as a worship, and we give you praise for that. And all God's people said, amen. Well, for our Christmas offering, we have the wonderful opportunity to not only put the offering towards our local ministry, but anything above the needs there is going to go to our kitchen remodel. Now, our kitchen we use to serve kids, hundreds of kids every day in our programs, and to provide food for all of our events and all of our gatherings, and also for that winter wonderland. It's going to be bomb. Anyways, we are working on raising funds there to really get our kitchen up to par and super awesome so we can continue to be hospitable for all of our stuff and for the community. So thank you so much for your generosity and in giving towards that. So at this time, I'd love to have the ushers come forward to receive of our offerings. Thank you.
Rolling audio.
Okay.
You good? And
lights, camera, action.
Okay, kids, well, we all know this is a big time of year. So I want to know, raise your hand if you're excited about Christmas.
Me.
Okay, well, why are you so excited about Christmas?
I love it because ornaments, Christmas trees, stockings, bubblegum.
Okay, well, can someone tell me the story of Christmas?
The angel comes to Mary and tells her that she's pregnant and she's going to have a baby boy.
Do you remember what city they went to?
Bethlehem,
that's right. And what happened when they got to Bethlehem?
They went to a stable.
A stable. And what's a stable?
Yes. Oh, it's a farm.
It's a farm that
okay. That must have been itchy.
Yeah, why was it itchy?
Because
they put it filled with hay. Why did they have to go to Bethlehem to have the baby?
I don't think they stayed in a place with a hospital.
So they had to go to Bethlehem?
Yeah. On a camel.
No, a donkey.
Okay, it was a donkey?
Yeah.
Okay, so they went on a donkey to Bethlehem because it had a hospital.
A donkey had a hospital?
What's Christmas about?
It's about Jesus being born and then the shepherds come because they see the star.
What kind of star? They just see a star in the sky or?
It's like a plus sign.
It's the X marks the spot because if you turn it that way, it's an X and you find the treasure and it's Jesus.
Let's back up a little bit.
Back up.
No, I mean, you don't have to back up. Who told the shepherds about Jesus?
Angels.
What do you think the angels look like?
I know what.
They look like flying butterflies.
Oh wow! What did the angels see?
Go to the bathroom.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Sure. So, what did the wise men do?
Bring gifts.
Do you know what they brought? Let's see.
Baby toys for baby Jesus.
They brought Jesus baby toys. What other things do you think they brought?
Gold, money, and...
Mud. So they brought mud.
But I know there's something...
Oh, I got one.
That starts with an N.
Merchandise.
Merchandise. Okay. So gold and merchandise. Why do we still celebrate the birth of Jesus, even today?
Because he's my savior.
And so that's why we still celebrate Christmas?
Yeah. It's a long story.
Yeah, just another reason why I think elementary school teachers deserve hazard pay. I mean, to go through that, and my guess is if some of you need to go to the bathroom, you don't need to ask my permission. You can just go. So I am Juno. I am the lead pastor here. And again, thank you for joining us. And I know for some of you, coming here on a Christmas Eve is pure tradition. It's just what you do. And for others of you, you come because you've been invited by some family or some friends. For others of you, you have been threatened to be here because they're your spouse or they're your son or they're your son or your daughter. And they says, come on, just go with me once. And some of you are here still dragging your feet. And you're hoping, as the little girl said, that long story isn't too long tonight. So I'm not sure why you're here. I'm just glad you are here, and I am just trusting the Lord to move among all of us, no matter why you actually came. Well, we've been looking at Christmas, this season before Christmas that is called Advent. And we've been looking at it from a different perspective. Because, you know, for most of us, we've been hearing about it our entire life. Whether you're 5 or whether you're 50 or 90 or beyond, you've heard the story. Many of you have been in so many Christmas Eve services that you can't even remember, but yet you're here. And so I just want to just dive into again to remind us about the Christmas story. And again, all month we have been using the symbol of a wreath. It's over here. It's our Advent wreath. And it's not in the Bible, but that doesn't mean it's not biblical. Churches around the world use an Advent wreath. Now, some use different color candles. Some assign different names to each of those candles. Whatever fits that particular congregation and that church is fine. Again, it's a symbol to help us to really get a better grasp on this thing called the Christian faith. And so, and again, it's a wreath. So it's in a circle. And it's evergreen, meaning it's always green, which symbolically tells us that God's love is always there for us. Doesn't make a difference what you did in the past. And I've heard some pretty interesting stories. God doesn't care about that. Doesn't make a difference for what you didn't do. Doesn't make a difference for the should-haves. Oh, I should have. You know, God's love is always there. And this is the season that all of the world, even those who don't even come into a church, all of the world points to something about Christmas. Madison Avenue tells us we need to change it to be politically correct to holidays, but it's really about Christmas. We know that. And so as we think about this symbol, we have 4 different names for those candles. And we start off by talking about hope, about the idea that really hope is a part of us that helps us to get up and face the next day, no matter what that may be. It's a part of our human desire that God has wired into us that we have hope. Some will say if you remove hope from somebody, you might as well call it a day for them. And if you've been hopeless, you have felt that at one time or another. And in the quietness of your own heart, you have said, I've got to have some hope. Or there's got to be hope for this situation. In fact, Christopher Reeve says it this way. Once you choose hope, anything's possible. And then we also read in Isaiah 40:31, words that were written to a very discouraged group of people. We read these words, "But those who have hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They shall soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Again, hope is one of those parts of us that's been God-given. And yet at times, we look for other ways to obtain that hope. Some of you are hoping for that perfect Christmas gift. Some of you have probably checked the charge account online to see where those gifts were bought. You know, and maybe was it ordered, and maybe you are getting it. I think it's only in commercials that somebody gets a set of car keys for their Christmas present. But you may be hoping for that. If you have a set of car keys you want to give away, I'll call you Dad, and I'll be happy to get those keys. But again, hope is something we all need and strive for. And then there's joy, the idea of joy. And you really, nobody likes a kill joy. Nobody likes somebody who does not have hope. You've probably been around enough parties where there's a party pooper in there that just doesn't get with it, that really has no joy, even though in reality they have everything to be joyful about, but there are those people that no matter what it is, they are just not joyful. And it is a part of us that we need. Not that we have to put on the fake face, and when our world comes crashing in, do we need to smile and say, "Oh, I love Jesus"? That's not really what joy is. Joy really helps you to get through those times when something hits the fan and the least thing on your mind is joy. But if joy comes from Jesus, you're able to find that no matter what your situation is. You realize that, you know, my joy isn't found in the gifts under the tree. It isn't found in having the right friendships or the right relationship. It's something deeper. And the Advent wreath points us to that deeper purpose and the deeper source of joy. We read in John, in the New Testament, John 16, verse 24, "Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." And then just another verse from the same author says this, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." Folks, some of us are looking for joy in a bottle. Some of us are looking for joy in a pill. Some of us look for joy in the things that we have, or, you know, the vehicle we drive or the home that we have. Is it a big enough home? And we try to attach ourselves to these things, and yet we realize that, you know, it's just not in the things. And so we are reminded of that during this season. We talk about the idea of often, and if you've watched the Charlie Brown Christmas, you'd know it, you know, from Luke 2, when the angels were singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And so peace is another really natural part of our development, natural part of our humanity that the candle represents. At least that's what we have been focusing on over the last few weeks. And again, I think peace, though, it's like Jell-O, you know. You just can't get your hand around it, you know. You go to grab that Jell-O, unless it's the finger Jell-O. You just can't grab it. It's sort of like the girl said in there about a butterfly. You know, you really can't grasp it, but you think you know what it is, and you know you need it, but it's difficult to get on our own. And then we think of Jesus. You know, He came to this world, the angel said, there's going to be peace. And yet, from the time he was born to the time he died, there was everything but a peaceful world. It was all hitting the fan, folks. There was political corruption. There was the abuse of power. There was oppression. There were people were being disregarded for no humanity given to them or respect. And that all happened while Jesus walked on this earth. It makes you wonder a little bit about peace. And yet in the Jewish culture, you know, we've all heard the word shalom, meaning peace from within, meaning that that word encompasses everything about us. It's not just, oh, bye or adios. No, it's shalom. It means from the core of your being out, peace. Peace in every area of your life, financially and spiritually and relationally and materially, peace. And so when you hear the word shalom, you know, just know that that is going right to the heart and to the character. And that is the peace that we get from Jesus. Now, it is interesting that the Advent wreath has in the center of it a candle that is the Christ candle that's lit to nave, representing the coming of Jesus, representing the idea of bringing all of these areas of our life together. And then there's a candle of love. And again, for some of you, that's a warm fuzzy. And for others of you, it's like, I don't even want to go there. But we're talking about God's love. We're talking about the God of creation, the maker of heaven and earth, leaving all of glory to walk among us. I just had some friends visit me. I don't even give up my bedroom for them. You know, they can sleep on the couch. Their kids can. I'm not. And yet, the God of creation gave up everything to walk among us, to do some management by walking around because we were just blowing it as people. In fact, what was probably happening is all those elements of hope, of joy, of peace, and of love, people were finding in other ways besides the God of creation. God finally said, you know what? Time out. They're just not getting it. And so here comes Jesus on the scene, and here's why we have Christmas. And Paul talks about this love of God. He talks about it in a chapter in 1 Corinthians that some of you probably had at your wedding. And we read, and these three remain, faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. Now, the author was talking about all kinds of aspects of life, of giftedness, of what people can do. Like Ryan clearly showed us, some people can dance. Ryan cannot. You know, that is not one of his gifts, at least this type of dance. I'm not going anywhere else with that, Ryan. And so we all gifted it in different ways. But Paul tells us that all of these, no matter what you do, no matter how much you make, no matter the title after your name, the degrees after your name, no matter where you live, no matter what you give to the church, even if you funded the whole kitchen for 60 grand, that is not going to get you love. That is not going to give you the hope, the joy, and the peace that only comes from Jesus. And we just sort of forget that. Because we are just in a culture where we just want to try harder, work longer, get to the next level, whatever that level may be, and then we're successful. Then we've accomplished our purpose in life. And yet many of you would share that, you know what, I've done that, and I'm still void on one of those areas that we've just been talking about. And again, the good news really is that Jesus is the source of who we are, of our complete being. And he is the one that gives us the ultimate of hope, of joy, of peace, and of love. So I'm going to invite the worship team back out here, and we're going to continue to sing a couple more songs that, if you're able to, why don't you please stand and join us? And after those songs, we are together going to light our candles to remind us that Jesus is the light of the world.
stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Now long lay the world in sin and error pining till He appeared and the soul.
Thank you, Matt. Now go ahead and have a seat. So again, as we think about Christ, Christmas, it is really the gift that gives us the hope that we need, the joy that we desire. Jesus gives us peace. And Jesus gives us a love that we can't get any other way. And so that's so good about this Christmas season, that we are focused back to Jesus. Now, if you took that wreath and put it on its side, it would be round. And think of that as your life, and that at times you hit a bump. And so maybe that bump is you're going to be missing some of that hope or that joy or that peace or that love. And if you had a bad year, maybe you're flat on all sides of that wheel. Well, the good news is, at least tonight, we can be reminded that Jesus is the one that gives us, is the source for, again, for our hope, for our joy, for our peace, and for our love. That nothing can buy any of those things. Nothing we've done will give us those things. Nothing we haven't done will keep us away from the love of God. And nothing we should have done can keep us away from the love of God. But Jesus came, and we remember that tonight. And remember that by using a candle. And what I love about a candle is that if you watch it burn, you notice that it gives of itself to help you to see. And so baby Jesus gave of himself on the cross so that we can have that joy and that peace, that love, and that hope. And so we are going to light the candles, symbolizing that Jesus loves me, but more personally, Jesus loves you. Every one of you here, even though you may not think you deserve it, but Jesus does love you. And we light the candle, remembering that, you know what? The candle, the light isn't just for us here, but that we are to take our light, take it out there for the world to see so it points them back to Jesus. And we light the candle simply as a reminder that, Jesus, I need you. You need to help me in these areas of my life so that I can live the life that you have called me to live. And so again, lighting the Christ candle is our way to take in a few moments the reality that God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, has walked around us so that we could be with him for all of eternity. So let's remember that as we light and share our candles. And as the candles are brought to you and yours is lit, do not tip your lit candle. Let the other person with an unlit candle tip theirs in light. And if you have little kids, watch them, and please keep any hair away from your flames. And the fire department will be happy I share that.
God loves your light.
Aaron, can we... Let's see. Oops. So much for the symbolicness of that candle. let's sing that first verse one more time. And folks, be thinking about, we serve a God of relationships. We serve the God who walked among us so that we could be in relationship with Him, ultimately with Him, but with one another. And so this Christmas, give the gift. Give the gift of being in relationship. Be attentive to those you're with. And for those of us who text too much and check our email too much, put them away for a while and be present with those that you love. Because next year, chances are, some of them won't be there. So don't let another year go by and just assume things, but step into those relationships and cherish them. And when we sing it again, let's just all stand, please. And if you're able to stand while holding a candle, let's go ahead. Can't walk out of here with it lit, so you're going to have to gently blow it out. And folks, let's just have a Merry Christmas, remembering the God of glory as He entered this earth over 2,000 years ago, is knocking on your door again to enter your life and to give you peace, to give you hope, to give you joy, and to give you love. So go out there and have a Merry Christmas. Here I am.